Okay, now I was trying to set up a thesis that the mitzvah kvura in the Rambam and Mishneh Torah is very different than in Sefer Mitzvahs. Okay. There were those who claimed that I was not successful, and I want to be successful beyond any doubt at all. Okay? Rambam. Hilchos Sanhedrin. Pei tesvav alochaches. Likvor es kol haruge beistin. Bioim hahariga. Shenema ki kovo tikvena b'yomahu. Okay. So then he starts. V'lo haruge bezdin bovad. Ela call. Okay. So he says. So you would say whatever call, right? But listen carefully how we finish it. Okay. Now just tell me if this does not is not striking. V'lo haruge bezdin bovad. Elo kol hamelin es mesoi, oive olo b'loisase, hilino lechvoidoi, lohovi loi aloi v'tachrichin eno oive olov. There's a lav and there's an aseh. Okay. When he talks about the aseh, he says, v'tu'u mocheles, the mitzvah nagu gebezden. Okay. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, when he talks about the Azhara, he is a little bit more, ready to give a little leg room. But, if you look at it, it says called Hamelin Meso. Okay? So a priori, you would have said that he's including not only, and we don't know exactly how Hugi Bezen fit into this. I guess maybe the chiyum on bezdin. We have to know in terms anywhere in Hugi Bezen. The sound of Mrs. Kvul is on bezdin, okay? But kol ha-meilin, meisai, is over b'loi saseh. Okay? No mention over here of anything except for craving for the lav and Hugi Bezen for the say. Okay? Now, forgetting about everything, this is very, very different from the presentation. Sefer Mitzvahs. Okay? Now, let's continue. Now, this is only the beginning. Okay. But that's pretty clear, correct? So to say there's a mitzvah kvura and mes mitzvah means a mitzvah kvura in Ram Mishneh Torah, it's to, if you want to be gracious, you would say it's an uphill battle. Okay? If you want to be gracious, okay? Magnanimous, whichever you like, whichever word you like, okay? And the gracious, that's probably magnanimous. Okay, cool. We say that. Now, in fact, these diukim are not only mine. The minchas chinuch in kaimetz hamincha, in mitzeh tav kuf lamed vav, says bol yodi. Shalos Tshuvos HaRadva'as Chelek Rishon Nishal B'Simen Shinyan Aleph Amayim Mechayv Likvo Es HaMeis Shemeis B'Yoyim Kodim Shkiyas HaChama V'Heishiv T'Mikoyach HaLoisa Seh D'Loisolun Azman HaNalos HaShacha V'Yasei D'Kovoy Eino Hela Ba'Lugi Bezdin Avol Gabi Meilin Meis Es Meisai Ain't shom el alav the leisol levav lo asay the kovot tikbureno. L'chayr mash mekain ksas. I don't know why it's only ksas, but I'm paying tesvav and he's imagining a lot of vav. As I zok the mincha sri and the kaim it's a mincha. Ach b'divi arav mechabe kan mavu lehedi al kol ameisim oivim basay the kovo gam kain gom gam kain v'yadua the arav mechabe ugdili mishen moro. Okay, bevadi yesh lahachmer koyv. Okay, good. I'm not into halacha ma'aseh. Chul visit. What's the cheat for Rambam? Okay. So he goes on and on. Okay, good. So advice, leviu. Okay, why isn't advice? Okay, good. I'm not interested in know whether hayi machri alocha. I just want to know vushtein Rambam. Say that. Then there was another yid who was named Ginas Vrodim. Okay, shout out to you, was Ginas Vrodim. Chelik Yodeya, Klal Hey, Simon Beis. Umikomokoi mitzah selik voko ribezna biyom arigi dirsi ki kovat tikbuna biyom ahu. Vakach kos of a Rambam, or dos state in Rambam. Perek tezva milchus and hedgin, umona oisa, bichlal mitzah se, hilkoch, hamelin es mesa ko alayla, oiva balav ze, im eno lichvoide. I will mix a lie, the eno oiva, the ze boro, the im tema, the rova alab, mikogon bitum mitzah se, dirsi. Ki kovo sigbarenu? Biyomahu? Rechid in a lav, shomana will give bez the maiden as may say. Amol inyan, tase, nami you shovin? Viye bechla, ki kovo sigbarenu, biyomahu? Vim kane, hod the kush, she lost the makoiva. Ama, yenum this home, the kayim, I say the kovo tigbarenu, biyomahu? Hola kasha, the dafka, the gabe will give bez the nikolav, I say. Avo legabi melin es meisei, ein shom el alav levad. V'chi teima, v'chi timsa, shle iskiu b'talmud. V'chein timsa, shle iskiu b'talmud. V'loi b'poiskin, el kol ha-melin es meisei v'balav. V'hoi elehem loima mitzasei likhova b'yoyim ha-misa. V'chulei, and then he starts being dirish time with the kroh, he says a whole maisa, which is not negated to me, which I never want to chasen. I wasn't brought up to say, because people die, and they die before Shkir. It's very difficult. You want to make an assay, which came Mekayim. How we bezdu were basically in the morning, or maybe, you know, they made it later, but, you know, it was orchestrated, so it could be done. You know, okay, good, to say that. You like this, that's an assay, and it doesn't make a difference. Okay? Happens to be true, the Shoyle Meshiv is not happy with this approach in Rambam, but I don't clearly understand how he reads the Rambam. And Shoyle Meshiv, Madua Kamo, Chelik Bey, Simon Kufnun Aleph, Shai Kfus, a Mace Mitzvah, Viaf Bechor, a Mace, who Mitzvah, Kelvin Tigran, a Kosh Kos, a Rambam, Perik Tesla, and Hedron. Viaf the Shomain, a Mavura, call a Mainless Mace, a Bulaisa, sir. Kvakasafti, Shomal Gilion, Shaiva Gam came by say. Okay, he's editing the Rambam, the state in Rambam. I don't know what he means, Mitzvah Kuflamet. Oh, maybe he means Reish Lamedat. Maybe he means the Rambam itself. Maybe he doesn't mean the Rambam. I don't know. Okay, good. We'll say that. Okay, so that's clear. Okay, now that's point number one. Okay, that itself is a pretty strong argument, but I won't stop with it. Now, let's now go to Hilchos Ovel. In Hilchos Ovel, Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph, I want to do Perek Dalet and Perek Gimel, and that's always to say, why does Ram quote this in Perek Dalet? What does he mean in Perek Gimel? And the Ram is Dilem Achab, why does he put the address over here and not over there? Okay, but say that. Now keep in mind, Perek Gimel is the Perek of Tumas Kohanim, and the head of Tumas Kohanim, the mess. Perek Dalet is the Perek of Kfura. Okay? Perek Gimel and Perek Dalet. Okay? Perek Gimel, Tumas Mes for Kohanim, Perek Dalet, Kfura. So how does he open with Kfura? So if I would open with Perek Kfura, I would say Mitzvah Selik for Mesai, correct? That's where you open up. Sakta Rambam, Perek Dalet, Virus Ova Locha Aleph. Min Hoge Yisrael, B'Mesim, Ubi Kfura, Kachu. That's where you start a parak.
Then he continues. And going to Halacha Zayin. Ein mashin es hameis, el medachem mitosu miyad, v'chol medach hamatchem mitosu harizem mishur, v'chol medachem mitosu harizem mishur, v'al ovel imoy harizem magunum. Hoy erev Shabbos, o erev Yontif, hoy shoye gishomim zalfim, al hamito muta, shalei mihir Elo lichvayt ovi v'imoy v'chol hamelin v'chol hamelin es meisoy oiva b'loy sase Elo imkein ili lichvaytoy ulahashlim tzorchov.
So all the inyan ekvua are minhagim, and the only thing he quotes, as a kilu as a postscript to the discussion of the minhagi kvua, he says there's a chataka din from Eilim Meis Alav. That is really pretty much in consonance of what he said in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Now, where does he quote chataka din from Meis Mitzvah? Not in the minhagi yisrael b'kfura and in the whole discussion of hata dini kfura and the chmeis mitzvah is the mitzvah's kfura.
But he quotes in Perek Gimel in the dinim from the het kohanim for tumas mes.
Exactly what we'd expect him to quote it if it's nothing to do with the mitzvah's kfura, but the whole din was said as far as the het tumas mes. Ramam Perek Aleph Perek Gimel Huchus Ovel Aloch Ches Koyin Shepogam Emes Mitzvah Bederech Hayizem Etamaloi Afilu Koyin Godel Chayev Litamei Ule Koyva V'ezo Emes Mitzvah Echem Yisrael Shoye Mushlach Bederech V'ein Loi Koyvim. So that's the definition. You need the definition for Emes Mitzvah, not to tell you about Kfura. We didn't know it was Lav Meile Mesoi for such a thing.
You need it in Perek Gimel in the Hetekei. And of demo is Gezokavon, the Aloch Ripi HaKabbalah.
And then he has another few, he has Aloch HaAloch HaTu also, in Aloch HaTes and Yud, Hoi Koyim V'Nozim Alcha B'Derech, Yisah Segvah HaNozim, Hu Segan, Mashiach, Ulay V'Chulay, Gnosi Shemeis, HaMakom HaTamaloi, Afilo kohanim osu kameis mitzvah l'chol mibigmei shakol chayom b'chvoidai v'chein akol oinim olav. These are dinim from Tuma, and it's in the Perek Gimel, okay? Perek Dalet of the Minhogim and the Beilim Meisai, there's no mention b'chal of meis mitzvah. Now, once you say this, I think that's is that reasonable already? I think both of them, I think the first thing by itself was enough, correct? But after the second thing, you see that the first thing is real also. Okay? Now, next. Just watch this cake up. Sorry, I didn't have time, so that's the answer. Okay, good. Now, next. Now, Asher Lefizeh. So Mishneh Teira. Well, when the Rambam there's a kesher between the mitzvah kvura and the mitzvah velus, so l'cher you can't talk. Yeah, but here is a problem. You see, the whole thing becomes a little strange. Okay, so understand now.
There's one line you didn't quote it, but I'm sure you can. It's not difficult, but you base olive, right?
What? Yeah, what do you want from Yud Beis Aleph?
Hesped Kovet Amesu. Yeah. Hesped Kovet Amesu Yorishim. Nitin Schar Mekon Anenim.
Good, say that.
And Tzivu Al Tispedu Ein Sof Tinesu.
Good.
Tzivu Shlo Yikbor and Shomen Lo Shakfura Mitzvah. Shin Morki Kovet Tiberen.
Yes, what does that mean?
I don't know, but I mean, it's something you have to relate to, right?
Yeah, but you see, I don't know, okay? You see, you're 100% right, okay? You're 100% right, okay? But just even before you get started, okay? If you be the Rambam, you want to quote that the mitzvah kvura by Shal Krivim, L'chera, to quote it, and a person says, Al Tikburu, and that the Dosa Shakfu Mitzvah is probably the zaniest way to quote it, correct? Okay. No, I just want to let's be honest with ourselves, correct?
It's the back door.
Yeah, I understand. Correct. Okay, let's just not okay, go.
What is mitzvah mean?
I understand that. It's not clear to me. Okay. See, I'll tell you something. Okay. I can't tell you for sure. Okay. But you see, this is very helpful. This is very important. Very important. Very important. Very, very important. Just read it again. I want the end of it.
Yikover.
There's no vav there, right? Yeah, that's what it should be, right?
Shlo yikover ein shomin lo shakfura mitzvah shenemar ki kavor tikurim.
So it's not kved hames. Hesped is the kved hames. Don't be maspid. You have to listen to because it's with seir shalom zo kved. But kfura is not covered on this.
Where's the love?
What?
Where's the love?
Yeah, so he could have said, yeah, he should have said, he quoted.
You should have to grab me over the love.
Yeah, I understand. So I, you know. You see, I have another problem, okay? Let's flip it now. And it's a very important thing. You see, after I'm finished, you see, let's just talk about in the ideal world how you want things to be set up, and let's see how, if we either get there or we're not there, okay? You see, you have to recall that the Rambam opened up Hilchos Ovel and has a discussion about Kfura there, and says that Avelus is made of Kfura, correct? You want to, right? So, if you're going to limit kikovah tikbarenu only tarugi bezdin, so the Rambam's thesis at the beginning of Hilchos Ovel sounds a little strange. You'd like to stretch it, okay? We don't know exactly how to stretch it. But the question is, do you really want to stretch it to Meis Mitzvah? And is there any reason at all or anything in the Rambam to stretch the Meis Mitzvah? Those are the two issues, okay? See, Adrab, okay? Adrab. Correct? Okay, good. No. You see, before I say what I want to say, I just want you to agree with me that L'cheira, the Rambam, both in Hilchos Sanhedrin and Perek Tezvav, okay, and also, okay, in Hilchos Ovel, in the way he sets up Gimel and Dalet, clearly points out that Pash de Kovot Tikvareno doesn't even apply to Shah Mason, okay? And the best you have is Melin Mesai by, okay? You see, I'll tell you something. Hello. See, I don't get it 100%. Because you see, in Meil and Meisai, they talk about lechvoidi la to do it. If the person says I don't want to be married b'chal, and that's my covet, I'm not sure. I wonder exactly how it played itself out. I have no clue. Okay, but that I'm not getting involved in. Okay, but he clearly called covetic blend. I'm just telling you that that's something I would like to explore. I intuitively feel it's not a path to explore, but just telling you to think about it. A priori, okay, she had this problem, because in Yud Beis is very clear in Ovel that there is some type of mitzvah, okay? On the other hand, when he talks about the mitzvah, he very clearly that it's not there. So how do you go? In Sefer, it's also very clear where he stands. Correct? That the mitzvah is not only in Shakurim, but also in Meis Mitzvah. Correct? One second. What was it? What number was Mitzvah again? Reish Lama Gimel? That's probably, I would assume, hello, that this Shoyl Meshiv, you know, I didn't look inside the thing. I would assume that he means the Rambam, and he means that the Reish Lamed Aleph, he means Reish Lamed Aleph, he's quoting the Rambam, say, for mitzvahs, the key to cover tick brenu, says by Kol Mason. Okay, let's read it slowly. Reish Lamed Aleph, Tzimash, and Tzavin, and the Kvah, who gave Bezdin, Biyom, Akri, Gassav, who, Omu, Yisal, the cover tick brenu, Biyom, Ahu, Vosh, the free cover tick brenu, Mitzvah, say, Vakachu, Adim, Bishal, Mason, Kaloima, she cover, Mace, be Israel, Biyom, Moisoy, Lefil, Kurin, Es Hamais, Sheilu Mishis Asik, Bikfuasa Mais Mitzvah. Okay? See, remember, I pointed out to you, In Yonoi, Hamais, She Mitzvah, Kol Echod, Likvor, Kovoy, Lefish Omi Yisal, Likvor, Tikbreno. Okay? So do we know that Kroivim, does he have a separate proof? Does a Mitzvah Kfu on Kroivim? Hey, what's his proof, really? There's a mitzvah kfu on everyone. Okay? I just wanted to tell you something. What's his proof? What's the proof? The proof of chayri is meis mitzvah. Okay? So I think what he's doing is he's learning kilu loshin from the matiki ha-shmua said meis mitzvah so the mitzvah on kol Yisrael. It just happened to be that there's somebody else to be kaver, so everyone's not mechuyev, and only that person mechuyev. But in essence, the mitzvah kvura is a mitzvah mutar kol Yisrael. And he learns up, he has no proof about the mitzvah kvura per se, that it's on kravim. It's only vivayit that he has the loshen from Atiki HaShmur from Meis Mitzvah. That's what I would take. You look at the loshen. He doesn't know. The first, the Sifri, doesn't tell you anything. All it just tells him it's Aseh. But it only could support the din from Besdin. We don't know anything more than that. He only introduces Achim Vechera de Beshameism, Kloima, and then he introduces everyone. Kol Meis be Yisrael be Yomeisei. Okay? Lefikach Kol Meis Mitzvah, okay? And that's the raya for Meis Mitzvah. However, if you deny and you say that Meis Mitzvah is not referring to the Mitzvah Kvura, as Ram seems to say in Mishneh Torah, and the whole din of Meis Mitzvah was said as a heter, halochem pi kabbalah, to be mate tumas kohanim, correct? So then, a priori, you have nothing from the Chachmei HaMeseira, no clue from the Chachmei HaMeseira, that you should extend Kila Zapirish Makubo or Kila Odat the Meseira, that the mitzvah is not limited to Agri Bezdin, but the mitzvah on Kol Yisrael, correct? That's what he's doing. It's a taich. He's not trying that you understand that the purpose of the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah, the Mitzvah Kfura, is not to taich up and tell you, Tom, Dick, and Harry and all different things about the Mitzvah Kfura. The Rambam's trying to prove that it's a mitzvah, and he proves a mitzvah. Okay? Now I only ask you one more thing. Okay? And the Mephoshim on the side in Yud Bey's Aleph. There's a Lashon of a Gemara Sanhedrin. What's a Memvav around there or something? Hello? Yeah. What's Memvav or something? Hello?
I don't see it.
Memvav okay. Just to make sure I'm not seen on it. Amog is a Kshum in Sanhedrin, remember. So if I don't remember, so it's a shame of a book. Now. Just one second. You see, now can I let me just read to you something, and I want to show you what the answer is over here. Okay. Now, before I start, okay, open up Okay, this is going to be, you know, it's open up the Shirish Gimel. Shirish Gimel, the Rambam has a discussion about, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's Shirish Gimel. He has a discussion about Dina Vesakasva. Okay. And just, he has a line there that will be, for me, it will be the make or the break here. Okay, no, it will make a break that, you know, before I was going to tell my own vault, now I'm going to tell you the Rambam's vault, okay? He says, Ukvatozulo Seinu, Gam Bachazel Monakashe Nitrak, Bamashena Dochuk, Vulayavo Lilis Kabbalah Sakredish, O Monolayavu Uri, Shelevim, Vagam, Eila Enum Nogis Ladeus Elamidba, correct? Then he says, the Afal Pisha Omu, Remez, Reish Memzain, Remez, Lagaine Esakaswa, Shel. Lo yavo li reis, oh, to steht in Lava, so steht in the Chachmah Messiah in Sanhedrin. Now, here's the important line. Haridai bi omrom remez u shepashte dekho eino bi inyan ze. So it means the word remez tells you it's not pshuto shom mikra and not, oh, minyan amitzis is a minion from Pshutei D'mikra. Correct? Okay. Now, let's read the Gemara Sanhedrin, and I'm not going to say anything, I'll let the Talmud and the Rambam speak. Okay? Mem Vav Omer Beis in Sanhedrin. Behele Katam Veb Shim Ben Yochoi. Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Mishum Veb Shim Ben Yochoi. I guess the Messiah, that they talk about what the Mishum over here means. But that's not really my idea. Om Rabbi Yechanon. Mishum, Rabbi Shum ben Yerichoy. Minay lemeilem esmei sho'eva balay saseh. Tamaloyma ki kovot tikbrenu. Mekan lemeizim lemeilin esmei say sho'eva balay saseh. Ike di amre. Om Rabbi Yechanon. Mishum, Shum ben Yerichoy. Remez! Likfura minatera minayin. Tamaloyma ki kovo tikbreno. Mikan remez likfura minatera. Okay. Omle shvo malko ravchamo kvu minatera minayin. Ishtik vle omle vle midi. Omav acha ba Yaakov imso almo biyodo de tipshoi. The boy le lememi kikovo, the levit le aloin, tikburenu le mashmale. Veneme me de ikve tzadike. Oh. So the shayli is, afterwards, what's going on, okay? And how you learn, kilo the gemara was real, and there's a chazok. Then the gemara goes on like this. Then the Gemara says, "I boy lo kfu mishum bizyinahu, o mishum kapol lemay nafgemina, di omer lebina de likvei lo gavlo. I am mishum bizyinahu lo kol kemeri, vi am mishum kachola, hu ho lebina kapola. May toshma meikvei tzadikei v'chulei. Also, he's blue. You call the shichva." Hari nafkalim, the omer is al gavlo, the fukum yosh toshma, the omer is full of the soul, huh? Yeah, the Gemara says. Okay, toshma. Shma, meanwhile, you call it the shich. So that's in Hesped, you call it Shichve, and the Ram quotes Kovat Tikbren, okay? So, I'm just wondering whether the Ram takes this Gemara seriously in a certain way, Mishnah Torah, and very differently in Sefer Mitzvahs. And the Rambam seems to learn that even though you could make a drasha about kfula for Shal Meisim, but it's not Pshut Hashem Mikra. Okay? So then, if that's correct, which you have to check out if you can do such a thing, then, and that's what the Rud Chemes is, and that's so then it would come out in the Ram Mishneh Torah that when he's talking about the mitzvahs, I say, of Kovod, the mitzvahs, Loises, so the mitzvah of Melin Meisai is, might be a Shaka Kurevim, and but the mitzvah said Kvur in Pshut Hashem Mikra, or that the Pasuk is referring to Harugei Bezdin, is only on Harugei Bezdin, not in the Pashut Hameis. Okay? However, it seems to be that this remez is enough that a person has not the right to say that there is a mitzvah. I don't think he means mitzvah for the mitzvah I say in Pshut Hashem Mikra. There's a certain Indian mitzvah that a person came avata on. So Mela, you ain't shame in life because you have it seen from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But doesn't necessarily mean that it's a minyan mitzvahs. That's what I would tell you. Okay.
How do you split the Pshut Hashem Mikra? The parasha it's talking about, it's talking about Harugei Bezdin.
I understand. Okay. You know, I want to know. I understand the problem. They talk about this also, okay? I understand everything. But the Chachmei Meseira did that, Melinis Meser, and that's where they learned, okay? We could talk about that. So I said to myself, you know, this is a kasha which has to be dealt with, okay? But I said to myself, I thought about it. I was thinking about, you know, working on this and coming up and saying, you know, and coming with an answer on this. But I said to myself, is that what we're interested in over here? You know, for the purpose of the shiur itself. So I said to myself, that's not the point here, correct? Okay. That's what the Guinness of Rodham tried to explain, it. That's what he meant, and that's, you know, that's why the Torah is. Okay, so I just want to say one thing, okay? Now, if you accept this, okay, you accept this, that the mitzvah is kvura, as the mitzvah as we understand it, was not formulated by Shalme, but by except for only Harugei Bezdin and not even Kurevim, okay? But there is an inyan of kvura, okay? By every mess, okay? That's why the Rambam writes the way he does, okay? Then I ask you again, let's start reading the beginning of Hilchos Avot. Now open it up and read it. I also don't want to say anything, okay? If I'm not mistaken, Derech Agav, I think the Ramban goes out of his way when he explains Kilu in Teres Odom. It's very clear the Remez is only talking about the issue of the question is whether Kfura has to be in Kalka or not. But the Etzimitz Kfura, that was never an issue. And that's what the Gemara really says. I'm not sure the Ramban learns like that. That's all I was trying to say. Okay? Now read the beginning of Hilchos Avot. Okay, he's apologetic about it. Because the mitzvah, as we know it, is only in Harugei Bezdin. And he's trying to say the reason why he quotes in the Sefer Shoftim is because of the mitzvah. So therefore he has to be apologetic about it. But you understand yourself, hello, if the mitzvah is kvura, is really on Shal Adam, then there's no reason to be apologetic, is there? Correct? Oh, no. What? No. Why are you bothered? Why is he apologizing? According to you, when you walked in, the mitzvah was on everyone, correct? So what if he's apologetic about things? Because there's a big problem that I want to talk about next. The problem is, you know something? There's no avelus by Harugei Bezdin, as they say, Ram Perek Avos Ovo. So to bring that the reason, it's the zaniest thing you can imagine doing. Kilo, the reason I'm quoting is because of Haugi Bezdin. And it has to do with Avelis. And Haugi Bezdin is not Avelis Machal. Correct? However, if I would have been the opinion, okay, if my opinion had been, okay, if my opinion had been that the mitzvah covered Tikbureno and you would take the Rambam Perek Yud Beis and just take it to its, you know, and say, oh, Dosh Teit and Rambam, you know, and fudge it, you can fudge it whichever way you want, and fudge it in the Hilchos and Hedrin and the beginning of us and say, oh, this is lost. But if you fudge it that way, okay, the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Ovel, don't make no sense. Correct? Is that fair to say?
He's putting this in here because...
Okay, no, I didn't... No. I'm not just trying to say... He's trying to explain at the moment why he quotes Hilchos Ovel in Sefer Shoftim. Okay? So the emphasis, wherever he quoted it, he would have had to explain why he's doing it. So, you know, it's not the biggest cash and the biggest thing, but for some reason he finds necessity to explain it, okay? And I think also because he says, Kilu, that every sefer has a general theme, and that's what he does. If you really want to go into it, he has its theme in the beginning of Mad. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, let me show you this. You'll understand what the problem is exactly. You know, it's not a problem per se. It's a problem which the Rambam himself caused. Here it is. Yeah. He has 14 Sforim. Right after he finishes Sefer the Minyan HaKotzer, and he has his whole discussion about the mitzvahs, the Rabbonon, Tisha B'Av, then he has something called, he has V'chisi L'chal L'chibuzer L'Abo Asa Sforim. Okay, and this is Lashon Rambam. And he goes through each of the Sforim, of the 14 Sforim, and he tells you what's included in them. Okay? And he goes out of his way to explain why Mila is in Sefer Avo, which is a very interesting explanation, nothing to do with us at the moment, okay? Then he goes on to the 14th. The 14th is Echloboy, Mitzvah Shein Mesulin Sanhedrin, Kegoin, Mrs. Bezin, V'Kabbalus Edis, V'Din HaMelech U'Milcha Moisov, V'Kosh Shein Azeh, Sefer Shoftim. Okay? So you come from this world, of the world of Sefer Shoftim, and the way the Rambam defines it, so I would have said, you know, that the mitzvah avelis in the middle of that, what the heck? Okay? So I made the question a little bit, now you understand what he's bothered for. So he's apologetic about it, because L'chera, you know, you see, and he was apologetic about Mila, okay? Was do with Ava, because he says, I'll give you an example, okay? Just give me an idea, okay? Echlo, in Sefer Sheni, which is called Ahava, Echlo boy ha-mitzvah shehen tediroiz, shenistavu behen, kedei la'avas ha-mokoyim. Well, the zichrei tomid, he adds something, which is a very important thing. It's not only la'avas ha-mokoyim, the zichrei tomid. Shvis Hashem ha-negdi somid. Kagoyim. Yeshma, Utfila, okay, Utfilin, Ubrachis. Interesting, okay. Umila, Bichlolon. What's that to do with Mila from Avo? You can start saying a drosha, man is being makriv, the thing, and this for God, and he's identifying himself with God. You can say all drushas you want, okay? Sach the Rambam. Umila bichlolon lefishihi ois bivsaleno lahaski tomid bisho she'ein loy whatever it is, okay? Now I'll explain to the end of it But what does he want Talmud? Because he's saying, even though it doesn't have the nature of Ava, there's another issue of Ava, Lezichrei Talmud, and that is where Mila comes in. And that's where he has to add that. And he says, B'shar she'ein l'sham like tefillin, v'leit tzitzis, u'kiyei tzibahem. You know what he's doing? He's saying, oh, that's the pshat in the Gemara Menachos, in Dover HaMelech HaBeis HaMelechatz, and that's the Dover HaMelech came to the conclusion that it's Eis Tomid from Shvisa Hashem Adavis Negli Somid. It's not the Racha or Zeruah, that is a kiyum of Milu all the time, but Otot, this is the Zichrei Tomid. So the Ram is trying each part, each halachas, he's trying to understand why they're reaching the Jevil Sefer. And here, when it comes to Avil, he doesn't make an explanation here at all. And it's only about Sanhedrin and Melech and Melchisav, correct? So you have a major problem. You can tell you basically that each sefer really doesn't have any purpose per se, and then you have no problem, okay? But if you write this, you got a problem. Okay? So Ram created a problem which he didn't have to create, okay? But he created the problem. So that's what he's taking care of, okay? So that's now, okay? And it's a major problem, because if you have, so that's what has to be apologetic, because the chur hot the ton, because Harugi Bezdin, it's only Harugi Bezdin, now Harugi Bezdin is no Avelus, Adostimit is Kvor, so what's he talking about? Correct? So continue.
If he said Kalal to Hil Halach, I say, oh,
yeah.
Shehin Main Kfura Biyom Misa Shehi Mitzvah Sasev.
Okay. So, I would tell you, Dosor Shteta. Main Kfura, that is trying to tell you that it's not the Mitzvah Sasev as we know it. It's the Rem is in the Drosha, and that's the Main Kfura. Okay. And that main kvur, the chidinu from Avelus, because the emes is, it's a very strange thing. Open the Rambam Perik, Aleph, Halacha Aleph, in Orville, could start reading.
Mitzasasi l'sabal al kvur.
Okay.
V'ochalti yichat asayom
hayita b'ni Hashem. And what's this pasuk talking about? It's talking about Aaron Abonov, the aninus, correct? We're allowed to eat b'aninus. And that, we point that, oh, that's the Makor from Avelus? Okay. Now, this, L'chaira, has anything to do with Kfura? No. L'chaira, it's the Yom HaMisa, there's the Inyif Miris Halev, and Avachisa Keimah, and Shalom HaYisrael, correct or incorrect? L'chaira, that's the way the Gleichaveg, Isaiah Daphne Gain, that's what it says, correct? Now continue reading. Okay, what happened? The Yom Kippur. So where did that come from? So whatever happens over here, the Ram did an amazing feat that Kippur is a Chaloshem Deraisa in the Kfiyas of the Mitzvah Avelus. So it means there must be some relationship between Kippur and Avelus. Even though a priori, you don't understand. Why? Because Yechalti Chatzayim, Ite Be'y Hashem, Vosot Zaton. Correct? Okay. I'll tell you even more than this, okay? Let me tell you something. Okay. Halacha Beis. What does he say? Meimosa yischayiv odin bi'ovel mishi yisosim hagoylo. Avo kol zman shele nikba meis einu osa bedovu min advorim. She'ovel osa behem. Okay. The chavil is the raisa and it begins with the misa, and that's why the Ramban works so hard with the gaining back and forth, maybe the Avedah starts immediately or not, whatever it is, okay, but say that. Halacha Gimel. Harugi Bezdin, She'ein Manich Noisar Likover. Harugi Malchus, She'ein Manich Noisar Likover. Me'er Mosei Maschil Nisabel. Alein, V'lispo Shiva V'shleishim. Misi Yisha'a, Misi Yis'a Ya'ashu, Lish'o L'mel Hakover. Afa Pishalus Yaish Milignoiv Oisam. Okay. So there's something called Misyayish Ishayishu Milkoiver. Halacha Dalet, Misha Tova Beno. O Sheochlosai Chaya. Continue? Chaya. Okay, so I think there's a mistake and I think it should be raw. They spelled it with an aleph. It looked to me like it was a mistake. I didn't know what they thought. Misi Ishayishu Milavakesh, okay? Beseder. Matsu evolim evolim ein moinin loy achim sagoyshoy vruboy o yisayish melavakish. Okay? Halacha hei. Mishin dalkon lishloich hameis lemedina cheres lekovoy. Vienim yoidim mosa yikover. Meesh shiachzu pneim melavoysoy maschil lemnoysoy shivo ushloishim. Umaschil lesabel. So what is this? This din of Mosel Lekatofim, that's a din of Nisayish Melekoivre? Or that's something else? Because the Rambam guys, can you read what he says there?
And fallen?
By Mosel. No, in what he says in Aloha, hey, Mishdach Lishloach here.
Yeah.
Oh, he says, what he says, V'edim Yoidin Mosa Yikov. What do you mean, Ein Yoidin Mosa Yikov? If you have a cell phone, you call up and you tell exactly when it is. When is Avedo started calling to the Rambam?
What do you know?
Okay. So, here basically, the Kfura is a Machayev in Mosel HaKetofim. L'chodram is two halachas. M'siyayish l'koivray means it calls man that he wants to do Kfura, the Kfura is Ma'akiv, okay? Do we know, for example, I'll tell you something which, you know, may blow your mind, okay? L'yitzur an yoyim ha'misa there won't be a Kfura. And it's Nisyayish Melekevre and Yoyim HaMisa. Do we know there that the Avelus is Dereisa?
You didn't speak about that case.
We don't know. It's Yom HaKfur.
You spoke about the case Yom HaKfur is Yom HaMisa. We don't know about that case.
We don't know about that case. Because that case is Nisyayish Melekevre. And it could be especially if you're ready to take the position that Kfur is a Chaloshem in the Chiyuv Avelus, and it's not Stam, okay? So then, Ota the Mosel Ketofim and the Kfur and the Din of Yeush are Chulkim Batsim Yisei Dinai. Okay? That's very interesting, correct? So all I'm telling you, the Rambam is Medaktik in his Lashonai Betachlis HaDikduk. And that's why he says me'ein hakfura, and that's an apology because he says even the harugi bezin hot and satan, because the harugi bezin, that's how one explains even more so. Harugi bezin, the Ram does an amazing thing, and let me explain to you what the amazing thing that he's doing. Okay. Okay, we're still okay. The it's like this. You see, the truth is, I don't get it 100% how the Rambam picked this up, because the Rambam basically, if you excuse me, dug his own, you know, got himself into the problem. Because it says, in Perik Beis Aloch HaChes, okay, the Rambam says, for call Oysa Sh'om Sh'em Mis'ab Malay, go on Arugi Bezdin, Ushaposh Midalki Tzibo, Van the Folim, Van Ma'abet Atzmoy Ladas, Eda Koyim Etam Elohim. So Chayra, Tumah and Avelis go hand in hand. And as the Rambam said at the beginning of his diatribe over there, at the beginning of Hilchos, the Pirutei Mitzvahs, at the beginning of Hilchos Avel. So, since there's no Tumah and Aruge Bezdin, and Ma'abed Asim Ladas, so therefore there's no Avelis, correct? Okay. Even though we don't understand what the source of the argument is, because in Teres Kohanim, in the Mirah to his Kohanim, was only said by Poshim Bidaki Tzibo. Wasn't said that Ugi Bezin. Sifro and Parsha Aleph in Emor, Halacha Tezayin, Bi Amov, Bizman She'isin Kemai Se Amov, Lo Bizman She Poshim Bidaki Tzibo. Or Dos is Dos, Shalom Al Yisrael. So we don't know anything about Ugi Bezin. Could be Yomitame. So the Rambam has a problem, which he created himself. Okay. And then he says, and the Lashon is very strange, because the Rambam's Lashon is, and he seems, in the Chayr, I would have said, you start from there's no Matamin, and therefore there's no Avelis. Okay. But the Rambam flips it. Because Lashon Rambam is telling you, Mamish is mad here, and this is what I'm getting involved in. If you look at the Rambam, Kol Eisen She'omu She'im Mis'abon Aleim, Kegon Arugi Malchus, V'Hugi Bezdin, U She'poshu B'dak Yitzibah, and the following, Ma'abed Asal Adas, Ein HaKoyim Matam Alehen. It's just the opposite. It's since there's no Avelis, maybe there's no Tumah. It's not, since there's no Tumah, there's no Avelis. Correct? It's a flip. Because the emissaries, you look at the Rambam Perek Aleph, it was over Alocha Tes and Yud, Kol Haruge Malchus, Avu Pishinergu, Bedin Amelech, Vatera, Nitnulo Rishus, Avatera, Nitnulo Rishus, Lhogon, Hari Elam, Misabmele, Ve Morim Mehen Kol Dova, Morim Amelech, Venikbon, Bekip, Nekivre Avoiseim, Avu Kol, Shh. I will call Al Gibesdin, a Misabon Lehem, I will call Al Gibesdin, a Misabon Lehem, I will Einanin. And then it says, Kol HaPoshim Midaki Tzibo, Ve'heim Anoshi Shepoku Ol HaMitzvahs Me'al Tzavoron, Ve'ein Nichlolim B'chal Yisrael Basis HaMitzvahs U'v'chover HaMoadis V'yishivas Bote Knesiois U'bote Midroshis El Hari Hein Kibnei Chirin La'atzmon Kesharu Umois. What is it? Kesharu, what does it say? Kesharu Umois V'chein Apikosin Minim, Mishumadim, or something like that. Yeah, I know how they, you know, I see the words, I know how they sense it. Okay? Kol Eilu Ein Misabon Aleihem Elo Acheyem V'Shar Koyveihem Loivshin Levonim U'Misatfin Levonim V'Ochlin V'Shoisim U'Smeichem Harei Obdu Seinov Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Aleihem HaKos V'Oime Misaneh Hashem Esna. Okay? See here. You ask yourself a question. So maybe Otta the Aninus and Augi Malchus, Otto's the Kiel, maybe it's a Havelis, maybe it's something. He's going it, okay? Even though the Rab seems to be very clear in Perikei of Hilchos Ovel that all Nihugi Havelis are the Reise. Okay? The problem is, the Ram learns Avelis deraisa from Yochalti Chatzayom Eitim Min Hashem, which is be'emes the din anidis of Kochim. And l'chay what it means, because the anidis believe, we can talk about this, I had a shiur, but I didn't say it because we lost the Beit HaZman, and that the aninus kilu might be an expression of the aninus belev, the isa kochim. So lechayra, if I would have asked you, is it an isa fahugi bezin to eat kochim? What would you have said? What would you have said? Hello?
He says there is aninus.
What?
He says there is aninus.
But if there's aninus, so there should be the mitzvah aninus, avelus is learned from aninus. So how do you do this?
No, that's a problem.
Okay, so you have a problem.
So what's the matter yachil, that's right.
You would be matted, you know. You're a priest, you know. But the question I ask you, yeah, but the rabbi says no avelus. Avelus is the raisa. If he asks you, Miss Abel, and the you have nugi avelus, which the rabbi says in Perik Hey is the raisa, correct? So I could have taken the opposite approach. Avo oininin is the heta kilu, but it's not kilu mitzvah like kiyum. And In Porsche Midaki Tziva, Fakir, there's no heta. You have to be happy. And Fakir, there's no Anidis Belev Bukhal. Because Anidis Belev is the Avelis is an expression of Anidis Belev. Vechalti Chatzayom Yitim Beit Hashem. I could imagine someone saying like that. Okay. So the emes is, you have Hagugi Bezna and you have nothing, correct? So that's the problem. What's Mein HaKvura? So the best way of going a priori is to end off over here and to flip it and say Mein HaKvura, the tak is an inyan of the mitzvah kvura by Shaul Mason. And that's the reason, because that mitzvah was said in Sanhedrin. And Lamaisa, we find it's a chaloshem deraisa in the kvias of the mitzvahs. Of the mitzvah velus, so then he explains an apologetic form why it's in the sefer. That's what I would have said. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I would have said. You know, I'm not. It's not clear to me. I think you know someone who's saying that Haruge Malchus, the also in Achilles Kochim. If the Makov Mavelis of Yahati Chatzayom Yitim and Hashem, and the Rambam says no Avelis for him, he has an uphill battle, L'chayra. That's what I would say. I'm not saying it's wrong. Okay. And the same question you'll ask, for example, is there mitzvah kfura on the Folum? There's no tomb, there's no Avelis, there's nothing. If there's mitzvah kfura in the fallen, you see tumah hatzchagolus tamekain zachnit l'chera. So the emes achrinim, the teisus yontif, the minchas chinuch, that's all of the kaimis amincha. All of them seem to say that there is, okay. And the teisus yontif and amatzni even goes further and says, you know, maybe gzayis min ames, it's the kfura, mitzvah kfura. So you have to say l'chera, you know, you can't leave it alone. So. In the Falim, L'chayra, that's L'chayra, what he says. The Behuda is a tshuva, and he says, L'chayra, in the Falim, the Kfur in the Falim is not the Mitzvah Kfura, it's the Mishnah Tmura, the Eil Nikbolin. But the Nikbolin in the Mitzvah Tmura is not a Mitzvah Kfura, it's because of Takol, and so it's a Kfur from Yisrael Ano. It's not a kfur for mitzvah kfur. So the question is, he's ready to say gezayis min ames also mitzvah kfur. I could have imagined that even gezayis min ames is not a mitzvah kfur. And that's a b'yosi shtikl teira. That he says, tevis amigdo, there's no seif tumut lotzeis, the gezayis min ames b'soichai, gezhoil v'yepshe lachalachtoichai l'sofor. So that's what I thought he's saying. Because there's no kfura, no mitzvah kfura. Okay. So maybe adarabah, or the mitzvah kfura is not a kezayis with a mess, the mitzvah kfura has to do with a mess, and the mitzvah kfura is not on the Folum, and once you have that, so maybe you can move forward with the Rambam. Okay, I don't want to go further because we have to have a mayav, Shalom HaYisrael. Peseder?